Hello, JCI USA. This is National Membership Fulfillment Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, as you all know, our annual meeting is coming up this September in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's sure to be an amazing time, and it's a great benefit for our members. In fact, we've seen in studies that if you get a member to a national event, the chances of them staying with the organization until age out are drastically increased. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with National Vice President of Impact, Amy Klaus, to discuss the upcoming convention and also some ways that we can help our members to get there. Let's have a listen. MVP Amy, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing today?
I'm excited to be here. Good, I'm excited.
Great. Well, as we all know, you're serving as one of our national vice presidents this year, and you're a member of the Minnesota JCs. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to the organization?
It's kind of become one of my passions that I love to do, and I try to help wherever I can, and anytime I see something, we kind of work together and try to make the change for the better.
And what have you been in the JCs? What's your experience been prior to serving as national vice president?
So I actually joined in 2008, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I just joined to do something and kind of was a member for a while in my regular chapter. And then I seen opportunities and was asked if I'd serve as chapter president. And then I started to see a bigger picture that there was a state organization. And then after that, I kind of stepped and done a regional director. And then I ran for a vice president and then eventually ran for a state president. And in that time frame, I realized also one organization in JCI USA, which you keep seeing the bigger picture as you go. And then all of a sudden there's a worldwide organization that was here the whole time. So cool.
Hey, so this year, this is the second year that we've had areas of opportunity assigned to the national vice presidents. What is your area that you're assigned to?
So I'm assigned to the impact area. And what that is it involves the awards and competitions, and then the ambassador program and the Senate program.
Okay. And the awards and competitions, of course, are something that are very important because they're coming to the Texas Convention. Can you tell me a little bit more about the competitions that we'll see offered there?
Lisa is the competitions PM for that. And I know she's been working really hard on getting all that stuff together to put out there. And recently seen that the post was put out for all that with a competition, a speak up, a write up and debate, and the new one of you're hired.
And can you give us a brief overview of what those competitions are?
Write up is a competition of writing up on a topic that is given out, and that's done online. And then the speak up is where you come and present, speak in front of the panel of judges and judged on all the speaking criteria. And then debate, you get a topic and you debate as a team. And I believe they have individual. That's now individual, and then you form a team from those to go on. Okay.
And then the new you're hired one, that's based on kind of resume building?
Correct. Yep. That's basically to get you prepared to be hired. So they want you to work on your resume and all that kind of stuff that goes in with that kind of to be hired in a position. So again, we're building your leadership skills and providing all these competitions that also help you with your leadership.
So the purpose of the competitions is to give our members experience with public speaking, their writing skills,
things that can help them in their job or leadership roles later on in life. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And even in their personal lives. I can give you, you know, and I've heard this from many people that before they joined the JCs, you would never catch them talking in front of a group of people, even a small group in within the chapter. And I was one of those people, and I have no problem standing in front of groups of 300, 500 on up and talking. And it's because of these competitions and all that, that gets you out of your little shyness or discomfort level, and you just flourish and become a better you in your personal life and your business life.
And those are great benefits of our organization. And I know as an employer myself, those are things that if I saw a prospective employee coming to me that had been an organization that offered those skills, that's something that would look really good to me on a resume.
So oh, I can absolutely. See that I have.
Yeah, and then what the winners of this competition, they move on after this, correct?
Yep, correct. They move on to the Conference of the Americas, and then which then they could go to, or one of the conferences they can pick. There's a couple they can choose from. And then from there, they can go to World Congress. So we have a group going to World Congress this year to represent JCI USA.
So you actually have the opportunity to compete at an international level.
Yep.
That's amazing. I mean, just to say that you're the world champion speak up competition. I mean, how cool would that be to have that on your record?
Right. I mean, even if you weren't the champion, just to have that opportunity to be there to do that, like that's amazing in itself. But yeah, to have that champion behind it is even better.
And is anyone available to participate in the competitions?
I believe they are. Some states might have different scenarios. You might have to win at a state level before going to the to like JCI USA level. So you'd have to check with each of your states to see if they have anything like that. But any member 18 to 40 is allowed to compete. You just got to check with your states to see if they have any rules on that.
And if a state was interested in setting up their own levels of competitions so that they could engage their members at the state level, their conventions, is that something that you can offer assistance with?
Oh, absolutely. Either myself or our program manager, Lisa, she would be more than happy to help set them up too. And if somebody has questions, there are several states right now that do run state competitions. That would be a huge resource for them too.
And would you say that probably this would be one of the benefits of attending our annual meeting in Texas is that they can participate in these competitions, or if they're wanting to find out more about them, they can sit in and watch them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge benefit. Even if you want to compete and like if you're able to via whatever your state rules, regulations would be on that. But if you ever just kind of curious what they are, you have the opportunity to sit and watch them and see what it's all about and, you know, take in that experience too, because you learn a lot just from watching.
That's one of the great things that we do offer at our convention. And there's some other great things going on at the Texas convention. Can you tell us a little bit more of the events that will be held there?
Yep. Well, we have a welcome party that we'd love to have everyone welcome to and come, and then you can take in some amazing trainings. You can take in the elections that'll happen to elect our leaders for next year. And then we also will end on Saturday evening with the Toya, where we're honoring 10 outstanding young Americans, which is, it's an event to attend and see. You'll be in awe, and it's like one of my favorite programs.
So it's definitely an event that you don't want to miss, it sounds like.
Right, yeah. You don't want to miss the Toya. That it's amazing to see what these people all around our country is doing.
Now, some of our members, they might have some difficulty getting to convention financially. I mean, Texas, we're all the way down Corpus Christi. So I know for me, that's a long stretch. It's a plane ride you got to take. What are some ways that members can find ways to maybe get sponsorships or assistance to help them attend a convention?
So I've seen and heard some people, they've reached out to their senators, they've reached out to their state organization. Maybe their state is offering a payment plan, or I've seen states giving away some as incentives. So maybe there's something you can do to earn one. I've seen people do some fundraising, put on events for different things like that. There's a whole bunch of different opportunities to help try to raise funds or get sponsorships for it, and sometimes even asking your work, because this is a huge opportunity that you're going to be able to gain more leadership skills at. So a lot of employers don't mind helping kind of support that too. So it doesn't hurt to ask your employer to see if they'd sponsor you.
Sorry, and we actually have a letter that's sent out by President Tricia that people can use and amend with their information to present to their employer to help them get that employer sponsorship.
That's
And
awesome.
yeah, it's one of those things, I guess you can say the organization's here to help our members however we can. So would you suggest if there's a member that's having trouble getting there, that they could reach out to their state president or their MVP as a resource on assistance with it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody's having a hard time, like, and they want to go, but they just don't know if it's financially feasible for them, reach out. There's people that are willing, to help you, to help give you ideas on what you can do, give you more resources on what you can do. And we want you guys there. We want you there to experience all this stuff and to get this leadership development that our organization provides. This is what we are here to do, is to help you guys. And if you can't make it there, that's one of the setbacks, and we want to be able to help you to get you there.
And how would you say attending national conventions have affected you personally?
The first time I went to one was in Baltimore. And that, I was scared to go. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what it was about. I had no idea. The people that you meet, the things that you learn will keep you coming back, and you will only get more leadership skills, more friends. There's such a high learning level that happens there, along with friendships that last forever. It's kind of cool that you can meet with members from all over the country in one spot and see actually how much you have in common and how much you can learn and take away from just talking about different projects and talking about different things. That everybody does things a little bit different, but they all work along, and you bring so many ideas back home that it leaves you wanting to go again.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think our conventions are definitely can be a life-changing experience. And some of my friends I talk to daily have come from meeting them at conventions. Not to mention all the skills that you've discussed and the effect it has on your personal and your professional life.
Yep.
Definitely get there if you can. Is there anything additional that you want to say about conventions or about competitions, your area?
I'm excited to see everybody at convention and to see all the competitors, as we will, the competitions will be happening here in Corpus Christi, and just seeing all the hard work that our members are doing across the country, and see what the future of our organization has with our future leaders coming up. So it's going to be a fun one, and I'm excited to see everything that happens.
And Amy, how can our members reach out to you if they want more information?
They can email me at A Klaus, that's AKLOUSE, at JCI.org. They can Facebook me, they can Snap me, and they can even pick up a phone and give me a call or text me at 507-440-6147.
Great. Well, I only have one more ask of you, MVP Amy, and this is how we end all our podcasts. Since we are the Wolf Pack this year, we are all one team trying to help out all our members. I need you to give me your best Wolf Pack howl.
Ready? Okay. I got a little helper here helping me too. Ready? One.
Oh, that's great. I love the addition of the little baby wolf too. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amy, for joining us. It sounds like Texas Convention is going to be an amazing time. I can't wait to see all the competitors. Everyone, please reach out to MVP Amy if you need any more information or if you need help in how you could possibly get a sponsor, work with your Senate Foundation to get a sponsorship set up. Thank you so much, Amy, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. Remember, if there's something that you want to hear about, a topic, a chapter project, a chapter spotlight, or a member spotlight, let me know. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can use the message tool to contact us, or you can send an email to Enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll holler at you later.